Holiday Preparation Retreat, a Cane Drivers Event by Jenny Carmack. During the weekend of November 18th through 20, 2022, 13 teens from across Missouri, along with several adult mentors, met at an Airbnb in Columbia. Some of these teens knew each other and some did not. The goals of the weekend were to connect the teens and mentors with one another and to help the teens to build their independent living skills. The plan was to do some cooking slash baking, plan on going on a shopping trip, wrap gifts, and get to know each other. We managed to do all the things we planned. The teens all took turns with the cooking. We had sloppy joes on Friday, eggs, sausage, and toast for breakfast Saturday morning, tacos for dinner Saturday night, and baked chocolate cookies Saturday night. We all know that when you cook meals, you must also, clean up. That is exactly what everyone did. These teens did a great job of taking turns cooking and cleaning. A couple of teens were excited to have the chance to fry the meat. One teen was nervous but proud to put toast in the oven and take it out again. The cleanup crew was good at communicating with each other on who was going to do what job. One teen said, "There are 17 of us in this house, and we are all blind, and we are just cooking by ourselves." On Friday, after dinner, we all gathered to talk about the shopping trip to the mall that would take place the next day. We talked about what we wanted to buy, the stores we wanted to go to, what form of payment we would make, and where we wanted to eat for lunch. Then on Saturday, after breakfast was eaten and cleaned up, we split up into four groups, ordered Ubers, and headed to the mall. The teens purchased items, mostly gifts for family and friends, from stores such as Target, Bath & Body Works, and Hot Topic. When you do all that shopping, food becomes a must-have. I think Auntie Anne's was the most popular spot to grab a snack. Some of the teens had not done much shopping, and others had done a lot of it. Some groups used Ira or Be My Eyes to help navigate the mall. Those who had more experience mentored those who had less experience. After shopping and dinner, it was time to wrap presents and bake cookies. The teens split into two groups, so half of them baked cookies while the others wrapped their gifts, and then they switched places. Everyone had the chance to bake cookies and wrap at least one gift. When baking cookies, everyone had the chance to measure and mix ingredients, roll the dough into balls, and place the pan into the oven or take it out. Oh, and of course, everyone got to eat those delicious cookies. When it came to wrapping, teens had to figure out how to cut the wrapping paper to an appropriate size, fold neatly around the item, or as neatly as possible, so that it was all covered, while also using the tape to hold it together. What do you know? Everyone had a jump on their holiday gifts. Then came Sunday morning. Everyone was tired. Some didn't want to leave, but everyone had a good time, met new people, and learned or improved their skills. As families arrived to pick up their teen, we heard them excitedly talk about what they had done. I learned how to make coffee. It took me a couple of tries, but I got good at it. I put toast in the oven and took it out all by myself. Look at these gifts I got for you guys, but I can't tell you what they are. I picked these out all by myself. I fried sausage links for the first time. They were good. I hope we have more of these activities. It was a weekend of building friendships, new experiences, and fun. All in all, it was everything we wanted it to be.